The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath day, his disciples began to make a path while picking heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and his companions were hungry? How they went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and they ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions." And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. This is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for a moment. Very interesting Gospel reading here about the Sabbath. So let me just pause for a few moments and offer a reflection here. For the adults, and then I'll talk to the children for a moment. There's a branch of theology called eschatology. Eschatos in Greek means the last, the end, the ultimate disposition. So it's a study of the final days. I mean, what will happen at the end? And in this branch of theology, there are two sections. One is called future eschatology, which deals with the future. The other is realized eschatology. The future eschatology drives us this way. It says, why must I keep the commandments and why must I observe all of the laws and so forth? Because when I die, I want to go to heaven. It's future. I'm driven by something way out in the future at a time I do not know. Many people do that. I mean, they're afraid, they're fearful about going to hell, or they're fearful about the future, and so they tend to live an honorable life now because of something that might happen in the future. That's future eschatology. Realized eschatology is, I live a good life now because that's what's honorable to do now. I respect relationships. I'm conscious of God's presence now. Why do I live a good life now? Because I am loved by Jesus Christ. I am walking in the presence of God. I am conscious of the correct thing and the right way to live now, not because of something in the future, because of my awareness now, living in the presence of God and how God has blessed me. Why should I come to church? Because I am grateful. The Mass, the Eucharist, means thanksgiving. So I come to thank God for the blessings of my life, to ask God to continue to carry me, to bless me, to forgive me, to console me, and to give me hope in life. That's present-day eschatology. That's realized eschatology. And what Jesus is saying here is, it's not the observance of the law, it's relationship. It's relationship with Jesus Christ. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. The Sabbath was made for us so that it will shape the manner in which we live, that we'll turn to the Lord and give thanks to the Lord because of a relationship, not because of a law. So that's the teaching here. You might keep that in mind. In your own lifestyle, your marriage, you don't stay faithful in your marriage because of a law. You stay faithful because of a relationship with your friends. It's not that there's a law here. It's the manner in which I will live out a friendship in the present moment, not because I'm afraid of something in the future, So keep that in mind. It's a lifestyle. Jesus is saying it's a lifestyle to live in relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, I think that's all you need to hear from me. Let me talk to the children for a minute.